Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 260 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest in the studio. Producer Jan in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
And Zoe Turner Knott in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
You're poorly bad, aren't you?
Yeah.
The fifth anniversary episode that we've been planning. We've got a cast of literally seven.
Party poppers,
yeah. Cake. And also, there is cake.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't seen it properly yet, but there is cake. Oh. So, and you're missing out. What's going on?
Oh, just really dizzy and sick and headache.
Oh, you poor little thing. You have a lie down, okay?
Yeah. But I think I've got it off the woman who I work next door to because she had it last week.
Oh, so it's nice to share these things in the office, isn't it? But I know, I just wanted to get you on the show and say hello and so you can be part of the fifth anniversary.
Yeah, save me some cake.
We'll send you some in the post. and we will be back next week, won't you?
Yes.
Okay, well,
I'm definitely in the country next week.
I'm in the country next week and everything. I've only been away a month, but there we are. Right, okay.
Thank
say bye-bye to you. See you, Zoe. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Get well soon.
Thank you.
But, Jan, we have got plenty of people in the studio and you have been baking, as we say.
I've been baking, yes, and we've got loads of people here.
Yeah, okay, well, first of all, coming up on the show a little bit later on, we'll be talking to Doreen.
Oh, yes.
To get her take on things generally.
Yes, yes. Lazy cow syndrome,
that's
mainly.
That's the one, yeah. Yes. Also, we'll be hearing from Grace Ruston all about what's coming up this weekend with Compton in the Park. And on to the guys who are in the studio. Music this week comes from Broken Wit Rebels. Hello.
Hello.
And we'll talk to them in a minute because we've got Luke, Danny, Anthony John, because he's posh, and James. So we're hearing from all the lads very, very soon. And we also have in the studio Paige Groom and Mason Kelly. All right.
Hello.
Right, we're talking about something going on in Dudley with you in a bit, aren't we?
Yes.
Cool. That's all on the way. But first of all, the summer season returns to Wolverhampton on Tuesday the 17th of June with more of the summer plays. And this time it's Design for Murder. It's then closely followed in July on the 8th with Carmilla. And the gentleman who's starring both of those is Peter Amory. Hello.
How do you do, Jason? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, oh, we're back into Wolverhampton, and it's a great venue and a great summer season. And Design for Murder sounds like you've got a bit of a fun role there.
Yeah, it's a play where no one knows what anyone else is doing. You've got all these characters, and they're all stabbing each other in the back, and everyone thinks that no one knows what each other is up to, but and it all comes to a head. It's great fun. It is good fun.
And you're known for having some fun roles in your time, whether it be playing in Emmerdale or many, many TV shows, series and little one-off plays that you've been in, both TV and on theatre around the country. And it must be quite nice actually getting some of the fun stuff to do.
Yeah, it is. It's great fun because these thrillers... I think that's why the audience likes them, because they can be taken tongue in cheek, but there are a few shocks and twists and turns, and they like to try and work it out and for themselves, you know. So you can sort of feel the audience as each twist comes in, that you can sort of see them trying to think what's going to happen next.
And does the bad boy image that you had in Emmerdale in the part of Chris Tate, does that get recycled when you're doing something like this? Because Design for Murder implies that you might actually be a naughty boy in this.
Well, it's without giving too much away, the best way to put it is he thinks he's a naughty boy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because they're all naughty boys in their own way. So that's the best way of putting it. Yeah, he thinks he is. He thinks he's that bad boy. But whether he is or not, we'll have to see.
Well, we can find out Tuesday the 17th through Saturday the 21st of June in Design for Murder, that one by Donald F. East. But you are back again for Carmilla, David Campton's play, and there's a story from Sheridan Le Fanu. So tell us more about this one when you return to the stage of the Grand on the 8th of July.
Well... again, I mean, this is why Ian Dickens chooses plays well, because this is very different to Design for Murder. This is a play about which was written before Bram Stoker's Dracula. It involves the very sort of first stories of vampires, and one vampire in particular, and how she takes over and how they deal with it. I mean, it's a horror thriller, and very different to the sort of fun of Design for Murder. It's good. It's quite dark.
And again, another different way of getting your teeth into things. And great for people who have been coming to the rest of the summer play season to see yourself playing two different roles very close together. Also in this one, we have Karen Ford, who, of course, joined us in Wolverhampton for the Ladies in Retirement a couple of weeks ago. So it's nice to get your teeth into something and show your versatility on the same stage.
Yeah, and Karen's great to work with. I'm looking forward to that. I've worked with her before on Women in White. It'll be good fun. But at the moment, I have to think about this one.
And do you find it difficult, though, because you will be performing probably all of these plays at different venues over the summer season around the country? And does that make it a bit confusing when you've got all these words and the same people opposite you going through your head?
No, because one set of words is definitely divorced from another set of words and positions and all the rest of it. Well, I hope that's the case.
Fingers crossed. So anyone who's seen both the plays will be surprised if they get a line from the other one, because it's not going to happen. You're a true professional. It doesn't work like that.
Absolutely.
So that is Carmilla, and that's Tuesday the 8th through Saturday the 12th of July. And we mentioned the ID Plays Limited presents, and it must be great being part of something like this. And you do get to tour, get to see different venues, and you're going to and from Wolverhampton with this one. But what's it like being part of it? It's like rep, isn't it? It's like the olden days.
Yeah, I think that's what he's intended to do, which there's not a lot of companies that are doing that now, which makes it very interesting. So you do come across some people that you have worked with before, which makes things a lot easier. And plus, going to somewhere like the Grand Wolverhampton, it's a fantastic theatre. It's a great venue. I always look forward to going there, and the staff and everyone and the friends, they're all so friendly. So it makes it less of a chore. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it should be good. I'll give full ticket prices and stuff in a moment. But first of all, what else have you got coming up as we head towards Christmas? Do you get to do Panto this year?
Yes, I am doing Panto. I'm giving my flesh creep in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, where's that one?
Theatre Hall, Lincoln.
So that's a little farther afield for us, but it's your fan base who are in Wolverhampton know where they can come to now, and it must be quite good fun doing that. Any TV work in the middle as well?
Well, I had a pilot go out in Sky called Night Shift a few weeks ago. We're hoping that gets picked up for a series, but I can't say much more about that.
Okay,
but we're hoping.
All things that are going on in talks at the moment. Well, Peter, thank you for joining us. The summer play season, as we say, does continue at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, Tuesday the 17th through Saturday the 21st of June for Design for Murder, and then Tuesday the 8th through Saturday the 12th of July for Carmilla. Tickets for this one are priced at £17.50 through £21.50, and there are concessions as well. Family tickets available for the plays and also group discounts. For more information, go to grandtheatre.co.uk or give the box office a call on 01902 429212. Peter, break a leg, have fun, and we look forward to seeing you at the Grand Theatre. Two little runs and the fun of some really chilling plays.
Look forward to it.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers for that. Goodbye.
Time for some music here in the studio. Well, we'll do that in a minute because we're going to hear a single first. So we have Broken Wit Rebels. We have Luke.
Hello.
And we have Danny.
Yeah.
Anthony John.
Hello.
And also James.
Hello.
A four-piece from over Brum direction, is it? Birmingham lads?
Yeah, Birmingham, and James is Coventry.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay, well, we won't hold that against him.
Right.
You can put up with him, but that's cool. Right, we'll hear from you playing live in a bit, but we'll talk a bit about the music. First of all, we have the brand new single, which is the lead track off the EP. Who's going to tell us all about that?
Okay, this is our brand new EP called Howling. We've spent about 6 months, is it? Doing it, yeah?
Yep.
We've spent about 6 months recording it. I mean, we're extremely excited about this one, to be honest. It's all sort of work that we've been working on while recording it.
Yeah.
Sort of, we recorded a couple and then made a few more, so it's all very current to what we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff we recorded before wasn't so current, so we're really excited. The first single is Shake Me Down, and as soon as we wrote it, we knew that was going to be our number one smash hit.
Okay, well, here it is. Let's take a listen. They are Broken Whip Rebels, and this is Shake Me Down. Down, they are Broken Whip Rebels. As we say, they are in the studio with us, and so we normally find the chatty ones in the band. I'm led to believe this is going to be Luke and James. Is that correct?
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, so history on the band to start off with. Where does the name come from?
Me and Danny were in a band when we were about 17, and that just never really got anywhere. And we pushed on, and we wanted a name because everybody had the similar band names. We wanted a name that nobody else had got. But we couldn't come up with one. So we got a newspaper, flicked through all the headlines, and we picked three words that sort of matched together, and that's what it was.
So Broken, Wit, W-I-T-T, and Rebels.
Rebels.
All came from a copy of the Chronicle. or similar.
It was a bad day in the news that day.
I can think it could be a lot worse, particularly with some of the headlines we get these days. So that's not a bad title after all. And how long have you been playing then?
As we are, 2 years.
And you're getting on a bit now? Because you say 17 when your first band came out. You've got a full-on facial hair thing going there.
26
so,
now.
Yeah, so that's just about enough to get a properly curled moustache, isn't
it? Yeah, just about.
And that is, Jan, you were impressed with the moustache, weren't you?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's kind of... I don't know, Air Force style.
So you look as though he's not injured, been stroking the thing by now, but there we go. So, so you say the EP sort of came together as you were recording, and it was a couple of tracks and then another couple of tracks and a couple of tracks. And do you think that sort of helps? Is it sort of given, the music has evolved, or is it rather than being forced? Or
Massively, yeah. It's definitely evolved. I mean... The further we got into it, the deeper into the roots of where it came from, if you like, started to appear. And this music, I think, is quite complex now, whereas before it was more simple. Mm-hmm. But it's naturally fell that way, and it's been really a real organic process.
And James, when you've been working together on this, is there anybody who's sort of stood out as maybe a songwriter or a lyricist?
It's definitely me.
Both of those, you just do all of that, yeah?
Yeah. No, we spent a lot of hours around mine, really, didn't we? A lot of just acoustic sessions, breaking everything down. And we'd just spend hours working on new songs, and then we'd take it to the band practice, and then we'd work around it like that, really.
And are you gigging at the minute as well? Is that helping to shape the music?
Yeah, I mean, we gig quite regularly. It's the whole point for us. There's no point in doing it if we're not doing it live. Our next gig is
the 26th of July at the Wagon and Horses, where that will be our EP launch.
So that's cool. So it's going to be quite a busy one for you that night. Yeah. And how many tracks are there on the EP?
There is 5.
Okay, well, we're going to hear some music from you live. Before we do that, give us the web address so people know where to find you and can see what pictures and whatever else.
Okay.
You can are the pictures of the moustache online?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yes,
just checking. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get us at www.brokenwithrebels.com, www.facebook.com/brokenwithrebels,
twitter.com/brokenwithrebels.
That's it. The www dot was needless. It's just habit.
But you just enjoy it, don't you?
That's it. I do enjoy
You're
that.
Just showing off.
YouTube, BWR UK.
So, plenty of places to find you and see what you're doing. And the single that we heard a short while ago, you actually have a video for as well, don't you?
Yes.
And it was Stiv, who is a regular contributor to the show, has put us in touch with you because he heard the music, said it was great after working with you on the video.
Yeah, he's great, actually, Stiv. We shot the video with him, and the next day he came back with the first edit. 11 hours on, stayed up all night on it.
Trooper.
And it's turned into a real good video. I'd say it's our best.
Cool.
Definitely.
Okay, well, that's again available via the website.
Yes, yep. Website.
Okay, we're going to hear something acoustic from you now. What have we got for us first?
This song from our first EP, This Town Belongs to Me. It's called Only I. I be touched by your hand.
to deliver. Oh yeah, and only I see in your eyes, and only I can tell.
Enjoying themselves right. Playing live in the studio, getting a little bit carried away, I think. Broken with Rebels. Excited. Yeah.
Love that was love it.
It's going to be good because you're not all joining in either, so you have to relax a bit.
Next week, are you free for a whole interview with me?
No. We'll have more from you playing live in a bit, okay?
Yes, thank you.
This Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd of June, as we've mentioned before, sees the bigger, better, more exciting, absolutely, truly, wonderfully fantastic Compton in the Park event. And to play it down a little bit, Grace Ruston joins us on the phone. Hello.
I think that was the best introduction to any event ever.
I do my best, and I will talk rubbish for you on Saturday and Sunday when I come and join you in the field.
That's
okay.
That's exactly what we want. Thank you very much.
We've got a busy weekend ahead, haven't we?
So busy. We're frantically working hard behind the scenes to try and get all the last minute bits and pieces put together. But yeah, we've got so much going on. 2 days this year. It's the first time we've done Compton in the Park for the full weekend. Yeah, and we're really, really excited for it.
So what's going to happen that's even more different to last year? Because we have mentioned briefly the thing where we throw paint around, because that's all signed up for and there's loads of people coming down for that. But it's not too late to join in, because you can sign up on the day as well, I think, aren't you?
You can sign up on the day, for a one-off registration fee of £35 if you wanted to still come on the day. We've got... It's been really good. There's been lots of interest in that event, our Colour Blast 5K. It's the first time we've done it. We've got over 200 people signed up already, but we've always got room for some more. So, yeah, if you fancy coming down and getting pelted in powdered paint or watching your friends get pelted in powdered paint, then, yeah, come down. That starts at 3 o'clock on the Saturday. But across the whole weekend, we've got the usual. We've got live bands and arena acts. Performing for us across the 2 days. We've got market and trader stalls. We've got a children's play area. And then on the Sunday, we have our annual 5 mile memory walk. And actually on the Sunday afternoon, we've got our very first Compton Hospice World Cup football tournament. So there's going to be 11 teams battling out to be crowned Compton champions.
It's going to be a very, very busy weekend. And name some of the music acts you've got for us other than the arena acts. So I know we've got the Grand Theatre's choir down there, haven't we?
We've got the Grand Theatre choir. We're looking forward to having them. We've got the Pedmore Panthers, who are a cheerleader group. We've got a belly dance group. We've got various choirs performing from different primary schools from across the region. Bands, we've got a real mix. So we've got some new bands this year. We've got a band called Hotwired, who are a bit kind of blues funky band. We've got some old favourites like Drink and Jive. And then we've got a range of solo artists as well. So people like Sam Drazy, who will be back performing their acoustic sets.
You can't keep Sam Drazy away from anything. He'll turn up anywhere.
Oh, well, we love him. He's
brilliant, isn't he?
Both days.
Well, he's sung for St Molyneux a few times as well, because he's an absolute star. So it'd be good to see him down there.
It will do. And we've ordered the sunshine, so... Fingers crossed it makes an appearance for us.
I'll dig out a hat again, the things I have to do. But I don't mind that little bit either. So it's going to be really good. Now, I know there's going to be one of our previous people who isn't going to be there, are they?
Who's that?
Jazzy P, because Pauline's currently in the Big Brother house, I think. I don't know.
She is. at the moment. Well, we're welcoming back some old favourites as well. So Dickie Dodd, obviously, from Signal 107 will be there. He and you did the bungee jump last year, so we're hoping you'll be able to encourage some more people by telling them how fabulous and great an experience it was.
It was absolutely fantastic. Great. And seeing West Park from up on high and then getting closer, then further away, then closer, then further away for a good few seconds there is really, really good fun. So please go along and sign up. You can pay on the day for that one as well or book in advance.
You can do. It's a free event to enter. Obviously, the fundraising events like the Colour Blast or the bungee jump, we do charge for you to take part in, but we're all raising money for a fantastic cause, so raising money to fund patient care at the hospice. We have to raise just under £6 million every year just to keep our services running, and we rely solely on the public to be able to help us do that. So any contribution, even if you just come down for an hour, it would be great to see you there.
But you'll be able to do things like text if you haven't got any cash with you, if
absolutely.
You donate text that way.
Donations. We'll be around pestering you with buckets as well, with your bits of change. And we're also going to be launching a brand new Compton Hospice smartphone app there as well. So you'll be able to keep up to date with all the latest news and information straight to your phone.
We shall be downloading it in the park during the day. I know that will happen. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good weekend. It should be a great time and a fun time to be had by all.
Oh, excellent. We'll see you then.
I'll see you then. Well, I'll be there bright and early. And the gates open 10 o'clock through till 5 each day.
10 till 5. Thanks ever so much, Jace.
That's great. Speak to you soon and see you Saturday. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Right, time for a bit more music. The guys are still here ready to play live. They have guitars and they pretty much know how to use them, I think, from what we've heard so far.
Just about.
Danny, what are we going to hear this time around?
And the next track we're going to play off our new EP, our forthcoming EP, Howling. This is Cloud My Day.
Yeah, Broken Whip Rebels are absolutely mad as well. Steve, thanks for these guys. I'll get my own back on you at some point. We'll hear some more for you in a bit, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, all right.
The 24th through 26th of June sees Chicago at Dudley College evolve. To tell us more about it, Paige Groom and Mason Kelly. Hello.
Hello.
So, Chicago. I've seen that one. Catherine Zeta-Jones is in it. Because I've never seen that one on stage. Tell us a bit more about it, though.
Oh, it's great on stage. Like, it's quite similar to the film. Mm-hmm. There's a few differences, but not much.
Yeah, there's a few extra songs in the stage version to the film version, so there's a lot more going on.
It must be interesting trying to work the sets as well, so that must be something that the technical team have to put together to make it all work.
Yeah, because we're doing it as a college show. We've had, like, there's, like, the art department in college that have built the set for us, which mm-hmm. is great. Like, we've got a few things being done. Like, they've built some doors that look great. Like, we've got this podium as well that we use in, like, a lot of the show, and it just looks so good. They've done such a good job of it.
So, I say we've got a good tech team as well. Like, that's all this week is about, tech, and they're all stressing about it, but they're doing really well.
All working hard.
Mm. Yeah.
So explain a little bit of the background to the story.
It's basically about murder. It's about a few women that have all killed their husbands and they've been put in jail. And it's about this one girl called Roxy, and she's killed the fella that she's having a fling with, called Fred Casely, playing by Dean. And she finds my lawyer, Billy Flynn.
Hello.
And he gets her out, but he always gets every client out. So that's what happens. And then at the end, me, Velma Kelly, and...
Oh, don't give her the whole story away. To keep something... nailed at the end. No, something magical happens at the end, I think.
Oh,
it's
magical. Very magical.
Yeah. But there's singing and there's dancing along the way. And so you were dancing lawyer then, Mason?
No, I don't do any dancing.
You don't have to dance in this one. Because we have seen you dance on stage before.
Yes. Yeah.
But plenty of musical numbers. And Paige, you must be looking forward to it as well.
Yeah.
And we've got some great choreography done by Rachel James, which is our dance teacher, and mm-hmm. direction by our tutor, Stephen Dutton, and also musical director.
And that means everyone is of a fairly young age and starting out in the business, as it were.
Yeah.
And I'd say we've seen you guys on stage around and about. You've all been in productions, whether it be The Grand or elsewhere. And it must be nice to you to play something closer to home with a group of people you're mates with in class as well.
Yeah, loving it.
And what's really stood out for you as part of this production?
I think because I've learnt a lot at college recently, like, because I'm in my first year, Paige is a second year. I've learnt a lot in this first year at college, so I feel like I've been able to slip into a character more, mm-hmm. like, from what I've learned acting-wise and things like that. And vocally as well with Stephen, like, learning me all these things about different things I didn't even know about my voice. So I feel like this one's going to be a real eye-opener for me as a character.
And being second year, this is my last show before I leave, so this show means a lot to me because it's the last show I'm ever going to do with, like, my MT family, which we call us. So because I've been there 2 years, I know what to apply to the character and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I just give it our all.
And I know that Mason's wandering around with a T-shirt with his character name on it. What's going on there?
And shameless advertising on the back.
There is definitely plugging going on. So you've been made to wander around in branded clothing the whole time?
Oh, yeah. We do it all the time.
And how did that one come about? Is that just part of getting you into character and reminding you who you got to be?
Well, a girl called Emily Port, she's playing Roxy on the 25th, which is the Wednesday, and she sorted us some T-shirts out, which they look great. And we've all got one. We all wear them to college and things like that. And when we do performances outside college, we all wear them.
So you're making the most of it.
Yeah.
And if people want tickets, how do they get hold of those?
If you go to www.dudleyevolve.co.uk/Chicago, you can put, after Chicago, you put 1, 2, or 3 for the nights in order. So for the 24th example, you put a number 1. Mm-hmm. And then you go on there, you've got the seating plan, you get to choose your seats and where you want to sit.
But links all through from that part of the site.
Yeah, you see ticket prices and everything online.
And how many are in the cast?
Oh, there's 16 of us, isn't there, in the class?
So it's a massive company.
Yeah.
And costumes as well. Is there another department of the college which has been knocking those up for you, or have you hired those in?
They've been sorted out by we get our teachers, like, we've given sizes and things, and they've been going around looking for shopping. Like, me, for example, I have to wear suits. Mm-hmm. Paige has got, like, leotards, black. It's all laced for the girls and things.
Don't get those too confused, okay? Because that can be quite
that. We'll make sure of that.
That'd be very awkward.
Funny number.
And ticket prices, how does that come together?
For Dudley College students, it's £4.
Yep.
For normal students or concessions, it's £6.50.
Yeah.
And then full price tickets are £11.
And so, but mostly the parents will be paying that one to come and see you guys performing, I'm guessing. So there's at least 16.32. So there's going to be a fairly good audience. They're going to want to come more than once. Brothers and sisters, a lot of them too. And, I mean, what have you done in the past as far as shows go? Does this match up to what you've done previously?
For me, no. I've never sort of played a part like this. This is like my first sort of older role, as it is. As Billy Flynn is quite old. What is it for you?
No, it's completely different for me because I usually play funny characters.
And you're a bit more serious this time around.
Yeah, this is proper serious, sassy woman that's like got so much control.
Hmm.
And it's just, it's nice to play a nice character.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have really good fun. I think we have to say break a leg even so. But there's music, there's dancing, and the musicians, is that all part of the college too?
Yep, it is, yep.
You're drawing everybody in, haven't you? Come on, help out.
It's a
big,
massive performing arts get together.
Yeah, there's only the PE department who haven't been involved at all. but they probably lent you the leotard, so that's okay. Okay, give us that web address one more time.
www.dudleyevolve.co.uk/Chicago1203 for the nights in order.
And you can get your details there. But there's banners, there's advertising, and if you see someone in a t-shirt with it written on the back, go and ask them about tickets as well.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be everywhere in those.
We're wearing our t-shirt.
Flies everywhere.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you, and look forward to seeing the show 24th through 26th of June. That's at Dudley College Evolve.
Woo, yeah.
Thank you.
Right, let's move on to some more music. One more tune to be performed live before we kick you guys back out onto the street. And what influences on your music, where is it all coming from?
It's coming from very sort of blues rock kind of backgrounds. We're all into sort of the old classic sort of warm-toned music.
Led Zeppelin, Sabbath,
very sort of, you know, riff-led music, and also very soulful music that's led us to our sound that we are today, the Broken Wit Rebels.
Cool, we're enjoying the sound. What's the fourth tune we're going to hear from you?
It's going to be Getaway Man. We wrote this specially as a pure acoustic track. It hasn't been heard by many, so we're looking forward to playing it for you.
Take it all to me.
Excellent. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Been great hearing the music. We'll get a few more words from you before the end of the show, okay? Just to recap a few details. Now, Jan, we have a very special guest, as this is the fifth anniversary of the Malt Bar, don't we?
Yes.
I'm surprised she's been able to get as far as a phone, but we have Doreen on the line. Hello.
All right, Jason.
How are you feeling?
Well, tired, to be honest with you.
Oh, you have been an international celebrity of late, and that must really take it out of you.
Well, it does, Dennis, because I didn't expect it. It all come as a bit of a surprise, to be honest with you. We've been going round the Midlands, haven't we?
You've been working quite hard. I mean, I'm sorry to use the W word in front of you there, but it has been rather busy, and people have been turning up and have really identified with your cause, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, it's been lovely, you know, to be able to go out and tell everybody about the syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And make people aware, because, as you know, people need to get enlightened, are they? Yeah.
They've got to understand. I mean,
they've got to learn more and more about syndromes, are they?
that is the in thing these days.
Yeah, and I mean, lazy care is one of the worst, and I've just been trying to enlighten people, to be honest, and they've loved it.
And I mean, how did you feel about the documentary Benefit Street? I mean, that.
Well. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against Benefit Street. But I mean, you know, it shows people like me in a bad light, don't it?
Does it? Yeah, OK, it does. Yeah, sorry,
I mean, I've been part of one of these documentaries as well, you know.
I have seen that, and it was enlightening.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's all in the editing, ain't it? You know, and I know that because I've been a victim of it myself. You know, I mean, somebody might say, let's go and rob that van over there. But, of course, they probably don't say that. They probably said, let's go and help that old woman across the road.
And these things can get mistaken. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of that with Benefit Street.
And, I mean, do you see yourself appearing on TV, again, to educate people about the situations they may find themselves in?
Jason, if I was given the opportunity, like White D, you know, because, I mean, he's been appearing on the telly, are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was given that opportunity, but I don't suppose I will be, because I've just learned that they've... they've just got new episodes of the Teletubbies, don't they? But they want me.
Could you not sort of strut round a giant garden with some large rabbits? And no, that's not really you, is it? No.
You know I can't do
it. You can't really move off the settee.
What they want to see is people bouncing about, don't they?
And you're not really a bouncy kind of a person,
no,
are you?
No, love. No.
Not with that collar on.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
very restricting, isn't it? That?
And the wrist.
How many complaints do you have now?
To be honest with you, it's a all body experience. Lazy cow, ain't
it? I suppose. So.
You know, every day is a new ailment, ain't it? Because you don't know where it's going to strike next.
Anything?
Sometimes it's your wrist, sometimes it's your neck.
But pretty much guaranteed, you don't want to move.
No.
But you've got your daughter Tangerine. I mean, she could maybe help you.
Well, I mean, our Tange, you know, I mean, has gone off travelling, eh? He's gone to find a father. I said, good luck with that. you know. Now,
what
I
about
mean,
the other one, Trojan? What's
Troward?
Yeah.
Oh, Croker's moved down London now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's living in a big posh place.
Is this due to celebrity
Holloway
status?
Holloway
Castle.
Yeah. They're doing all right. You know?
Yeah, that's what the letters say, yeah?
Yeah.
As long as she's looking after herself. but, you know, not a thought for a poor old mum.
No. That's why it's nice to, you know, to have a chat with you, really. Because I had a chat with you. Have I had a while?
No, I've been very busy.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It's good to have done 5 years of the show. And hopefully we will be able to catch up with you when you're next. Maybe out and about in theatres.
Yeah, can I tell them about it?
You can, yes.
Yeah, because the last chance to see that show is at the Crescent Theatre in Birmingham.
Yeah.
On the 22nd and 23rd of July.
Oh, wow.
As part of the Birmingham Festival, Fringe Festival. But they won't be able to see it after that, so they better hurry and get the tickets.
Okay.
Which I know is difficult for them that are suffering from lazy cow.
yeah. Is there a special ticket discount? Students, you know, old people and...
I don't know. And those I don't get involved in that, do I?
No.
I just turn up and sit on the sofa.
As long as you're all right. Do they feed you when you're there as well?
Fruitcake.
Have a lovely packet of crisps. Yeah.
What's your favourite flavour, just out of interest?
Prawn cocktail.
Yeah, no, I saw you as a prawn. It's just classy, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
If you do want tickets, you need to get in touch with the Crescent Theatre in Birmingham. 0121 643 5858 is their number, and that's the 22nd and 23rd of July for your last chance to see Doreen out on the road.
Yeah, I think you buy the tickets from doreen.tv.
You can get them there as well?
Yeah.
Okay, is that like a tribute site to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doreen, lovely speaking to you as ever. Sorry to have made you move as far as the telephone. And thank you for joining us on our fifth anniversary.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
Cheers. Ta-ra for now.
Ta-ra.
Thank you.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
So once again, thanks to Broken Wit Rebels for joining us in the studio. It's been good having you down here. Recap, please, web addresses, because I know there's plenty of them.
Okay. It's brokenwitrebels.com, Facebook.com/brokenwitrebels, Twitter @brokenwitrebel, and I think that's it. Is that it?
YouTube. BWR UK.
Yeah.
And is that everything? If not, there'll be links from the website.
There's links on the website. If you go to the website, just Google you can get us. Everything.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we've got our EP launch at the Wagon and Horses on the 26th of July. Yeah, you can get tickets from us on Facebook and contact us. And that's it, really.
Smashing. Okay, thanks again, guys, for coming in. Really love the music. And we look forward to the EP launch and all the good things that are going to happen in the future. Okay?
Thank you very much.
So, Jan.
Yes.
We have cake.
Yes, it's a sort of a sponge cake with white chocolate filling, with blueberries and a big five on the top.
Well, could I have a slice of cake, please?
Well,
have you got a knife with you?
Pleasure, I have.
Keep it away from Anthony. So he looks like he could be trouble. Right, okay. You're ahead of slicing. Meanwhile, I'll say thanks to everyone who's listened to the podcast online for the last 5 years. There are stupid numbers. I know 11,000 people downloaded the show and popped onto the website last month. So brilliant. Thank you for that. Keep tuning in. And thank you for joining us if you listen on 101.8 WCRFM as well. Right, okay, you can rustle away. What have we got there?
Getting forks out.
The cake forks
dishes
and everything. And, okay. Yeah, so. You know, the guys in the band have been eagerly awaiting this, particularly Anthony John, haven't you? Yeah. Yeah. So the cake, you're not normally allowed cake.
I've been drinking fizz as well.
Yeah, but it's non-alcoholic fizzy stuff. But there we go. Right, now.
Okay.
Let's see.
I do love a bit of cake.
Okay, have some in a minute. I go first, though. I think that's the way it should be. Okay, here we go. The cake is being cut. And as it's got blueberries in, that technically makes it one of my five a day, I think. So that should be good. And the white chocolate's good for you as well, isn't it? We all agree. Really little slice. I'm a diet. I'm too fat. Oh. I know, it's a shame. I ate too much. So.
Actually, it's been in the fridge.
Oh, cold cake. We like that idea. And I get a fork to consume it with as well. Oh, it's alive. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Zoe will be with us as he heard at the top of the show. And we shall be back for more of the Milk Bar into our sixth year. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having us.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Yeah.